Alan Tiemann. I currently serve on the Nebraska Corn Checkoff Board as the past chairman and also in the officer rotation right now with the U.S. Grains Council as vice chairman.
Very good. And you're a grower where?
Just west of Lincoln, Nebraska at Seward.
Okay, so here we are at 2015 Commodity Classic, busy day today and throughout, but a lot of priorities for Nebraska corn growers and corn growers in general.
Yeah, all across the board from state issues to national issues to global issues that we deal with from the checkoff side. On the state level, we're coming around again to a new round of research proposals, which is a high priority for Nebraska in state. We do a lot of work with the University of Nebraska, whether it be looking at distiller's grains and feeding trials to new uses for corn, which is going to be a high priority for us here in Nebraska, is looking for new uses. On the national level, we work with national corn growers developing policy at the national level and all those issues involved with that. And like I said, as an officer with the U.S. Grains Council, we fund the U.S. Grains Council as a member of that, and we're looking at all the global issues with exports. And a new issue there is the ethanol exports that we can talk about a little bit about that's a new aspect of the U.S. Grains Council.
Yes, please do talk about that.
So we've got a partnership with the Renewable Fuels Association, Growth Energy, and the Foreign Ag Service, FAS, that are funding the opportunity to move ethanol outside the U.S. borders. We see that a great opportunity in markets like China, Japan, especially those neighboring markets like Canada and Mexico. We've exported 800 million gallon of ethanol this past year, looking for huge growth potential in that market if we can get it done. So it's an exciting time to be looking at the ethanol export industry.
What are some of the challenges in getting that done?
Well, just like we've had here in the U.S., there are countries right now still using the MTBE additive for an oxygenate. And, it's an education process to teach these other countries what we already know, that ethanol is a clean fuel, a healthy fuel. And, that's one of our messages going out, is that, we've got a great product for you to use that's a healthy product. And when you look at the pollution issues in a country like China and the smog and things they have in their major cities like Beijing, we see ethanol as a really positive into going into those markets.
Is it perplexing when you see all the struggles that ethanol producers are still having on the policy side here in the United States of America, where it's been a well-known product, and yet you have countries that are saying, we would like to try this because it's going to help us? I mean, there's a little bit of sort of irony there, maybe?
Definitely. I mean, we obviously, from the EPA standpoint, we've waited and waited to get the RVO, the renewable fuel standard reestablished here, and we're still waiting on that issue. It's been very frustrating. Hopefully, we'll get a ruling soon from the EPA and allow us to move forward and expand and grow our ethanol industry here in the U.S.
Corn prices are also an overarching theme about what's happening now in the marketplace. Are Nebraska growers able to position themselves in a positive way to get through the downturn?
It's tough right now. I mean, we're looking at corn prices below the cost of production yet. We're looking for opportunities in the market, but at the same time, our job as a checkoff is to look for those opportunities to expand corn use, to build demand. We're coming off a couple great years here of corn production, and there's only so much you can do, and we're working hard to make those bushels disappear, and that's all we can do right now, I think.
The projections are that there will be fewer corn acres. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think the numbers will be down slightly from last year. There are a lot of us in my area of Nebraska who are on a 50-50 corn soybean rotation that in a no-till situation typically don't waver too far from that. And I see that quite a few places around the U.S. where that type of rotation doesn't change too dramatically. But I still see a few less corn acres this year.
Is sorghum a player in Nebraska?
Sorghum has a place in Nebraska, definitely. it's not the major commodity that it used to be, but it's still very viable in Nebraska, especially in the southern parts of the state. You know, if water's an issue, and we look at the long-term weather maps in southern Nebraska, where they're still kind of iffy right now, a little dry in spots, some of those producers could look at sorghum, because there's a fantastic sorghum market right now going into China and Japan and Mexico. And you know, some guys are really excited about the opportunities for sorghum.
And you mentioned the water issue. I mean, that's an ongoing issue that's happening in Nebraska and the region.
Definitely. I mean, you know, water is our greatest resource, especially in Nebraska, but across the U.S. And water management is one of the things that we spend some time on with research through the checkoff too. So we're always looking to the future in water management and trying to be as conservative as possible when we're looking, you know, at the new hybrids and the technology we have with all the companies that are out there right now developing these new technologies, you know, growing more with less, sustainable ag. That's what is going to move us forward.
Alan, anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you very much.
Great, sir. Thank you.